Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 3rd, Monday, day 238. Today's topic, do you want sweet sleep? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 98, verses 1 to 9, Job chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 7, Proverbs 22, verse 16. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is, do you want sweet sleep? People nowadays spend lots of money in all kinds of ways to help themselves to sleep better. Just to sleep better, not talking about sleeping well, yeah, that's too far away. But God promises us through His Word in the Bible that we can have sweet sleep. Do you believe that? Now, with what we've got from today's Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 12. The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much. There are more in the Bible that promises sweet sleep. Proverbs 3, verse 24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26. At this I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been sweet to me. So, why so many people cannot sleep well and most people cannot have sweet sleep? Read the second part of today's Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 12. Now, the first part, this is the sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much. I just read, and this is the second part. But as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep. Wow, it is terrible. Is it their wrong abundance? Is their wrong abundance that gave them no sleep? What is that? How come we have wrong abundance? Maybe today's Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 19 to 20 gives us some clues. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their Lord and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. Well, the only reason for those who are rich and cannot have sleep because of their abundance is because they do not think that their Lord is enough, and they want more and more. That causes anxiety, depression, and even all kinds of sickness. So how can we not step into that false abundance? I think today's 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 2 to 3 gives us direction about that. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. Yeah, the key word is make room. Yeah, make room for God and for each other so that we can sing a new song to God each day and to joyfully praising God each day, like today's Psalm 98 verses 1 to 9. Are you willing to make that kind of room for God so that you are praising Him every moment and to receive that gift from God to have sweet sleep each day? You know what? Jesus reminded me now when I conclude my message today of John 10 verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The only true abundance that gives us sweet sleep is when we have room to have Jesus to be in us and to have room to have other people to be in our hearts so that we can pray and care for them daily. That's the way to have sweet sleep every day. That's how my wife and I have sweet sleep every day. I sincerely hope and pray that you can receive and enjoy this gift of sweet sleep too. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to make room for you and other people so that we can have sweet sleep every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have sweet sleep day every day? If you do not, do you know why? Number two, what have you learned today to help you to have sweet sleep? How are you going to really receive that gift of sweet sleep? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.